Welcome to Go Home Eat, an NXT podcast. Ooh. This is the most fun I have all week.
Yes.
And we had the Dusty Rhodes Classic this week. We start out with MSK versus Drake Maverick and Killian
Dane.
The
Rascals.
They start out with a wrestling match again.
Wow, that's a crazy idea.
It is neat.
It's new and unique.
Yeah, not for this particular company. Yes. Although we know NXT isn't really WWE.
No.
You want to piss somebody off? Tell an AEW fan NXT isn't WWE.
Uh-huh. They're very angry people, though.
Wrestling fans in general are.
Yeah.
I can't say that the venom goes one direction.
No.
It's really strange. Like the other day I put on the little girl that there's a little girl that used to be a huge Bayley fan, and she's grown up to where she's like practicing to try to be a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
What is her name? She's a wonderful kid. I can't remember her name right now. I'll say it sometime on air. I apologize for that. But she said, you know, something about one of the matches on Brian Pillman match.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she's going to get to interview Brian Pillman. And,
oh, that's cool.
And then the match was cool and all that, right? Izzy's her name. And I said, if this girl can say something about AEW in a positive light. I mean, she's literally Ms. NXT. She gets to go to the shows currently, mm-hmm. even though there's only 100 people in there. They put her on air a bunch of times. She's gotten to be on their little show, The Buzz.
Okay.
And she's literally Mrs. NXT. And she can say something good about AEW. And she's a kid who should be more wrapped up in crap like this than adults. Then you guys might want to drop this war crap. And the first reply I got back, you know what it was?
What?
Well, it's not really a war if AEW kicks her ass every week.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, you missed the whole point there.
You're not helping, buddy. Well, but admittedly, any niche interest devolves into this. If you're into sci-fi and fantasy stuff, you know, Star Wars people hate Star Trek people, and for some reason.
Right.
You know, and then
the whole world likes Metallica except metal fans,
right. And then, you know,
Dave Mustaine wrote that album.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a t-shirt out there that's like, instead of kill them all, it has the Metallica sign, but it says Mustaine.
Oh,
and it says,
man.
Wrote them all. With the same album.
Oh, that is metal. And not in a good way.
In a nutshell.
That is metal fans.
Right. Wrote them all. Okay, back to the wrestling. Drake out there just doing great. Drake is wrestling really, really well right now. And they kind of dominate the action there for a little bit. And then MSK, of course, swings it around with tag team, double team stuff. Killian's too big for the double team stuff. They just bounce off of him, which is another part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Drake tries to go for the pin after Killian has beaten him down. Killian uses Drake as a weapon
numerous times.
Yes, it's great. It's cool spots. And then, of course, the hot tag to Wesley, and they do the push thing where he does the somersault into the shove, and the moonsault into the being pushed onto him, which is a great spot. Drake almost gets a win
shooting
on the roll
press.
Up. Yes. Then they do. They wind up where Killian winds up outside of the ring.
Yeah.
The guy runs over, jumps onto him, knocks him down, and then you get the double team. I think he called it an up and over finish. I love the move.
Yeah.
And they win. MSK wins and moves on in the tournament.
Did you notice the accident? Who's the not Wade Barrett, the other guy announcer? I forget his name.
It's not Tom Phillips. Golly, Jane.
He called them rascals.
He did. He did call them rascals.
Yeah.
He did call them rascals. Yes, he did. He did a good job. He does a good job.
He does.
I can't believe I just blanked on his freaking name. He's on every week. Okay. Lurch is in the house.
Woo!
No. They piped in booze for that.
Why?
I don't know. Promo.
But you notice Pete Dunne has left, Kevin. I saw him drive off.
Yes, of course. He just dropped him. Dakota Kai.
In a minivan.
Raquel Gonzalez versus Aliyah and Jesse Kamea.
Mm-hmm.
Who are now in the Robert Stone brand, like always has been. That's who's coming to the ring for the fight. But before then, we get a backstage interview where Kurt, the Lone Star Stallion, he says something about being a...
It was a very cowboy poet, man. It's very cowboy. I was traveling, and I looked up, and I saw a star. And I was like, I'm the Lone Star.
And once they strapped me onto that bad boy.
I don't... I don't know where this conversation is going, Kurt, but I don't think I want to be here for the end of it.
Okay, Aliyah. Test of strength into a helicopter. And then, dude, Aliyah's gotten really good at wrestling.
She has.
She didn't get to win ever, but she's good at wrestling.
Jessie Kamea.
She's big and strong and she's pretty good.
Taller than I thought, man. Mm-hmm. She was like Raquel Gonzalez, like right in the eye, buddy. Maybe a little taller.
Yeah. This was great, I thought. This whole match setup mm-hmm. was great. Now, Kai, of course, does her thing where she tries to prove to us how tough she is by taking bumps, which is, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Aliyah took a bunch of tough bumps, too.
Oh, yeah.
She misses. Aliyah winds up missing a slide on the outside. And then, of course, Kai hits the kick to the head. And then, dude, the Tilt-A-Whirl slam.
Oof.
Gonzalez is strong.
She is super strong.
The Dakota Kai assisted stomp winds up being the finish.
Well, and you had the hot tag. Both of them hit the hot tag,
mm-hmm.
and Gonzalez came in and just cleared Kamea just right with that clothesline right off the jump, dude.
Right.
I like that one.
That lariat, yep. Oh. That was crazy, dude. Thumbs up to Robert Stonebrand, though.
Yeah,
they did great. I was not expecting this to be this good.
No, it was a good match.
And then the right people move on.
And they now face, I can't remember who. The Caden Carter and Carter.
Moving on to fight the good guys. Okay. Then we get the woman's version of The Way predicting a win.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the man's version of The Way coming on. And Mr. Gargano talks a little bit. And then his clever friend
mentions the name that shall not be spoken, a.k.a. Kushida.
I think he said it three times.
Like five times.
After being told not to say it.
I was just saying, don't say Kushida.
What? Okay, moving on to he's great. Moving on to Scarlett is doing tarot reading cards, and foolishness tempts the course of fate. Stay on your journey, fall and pray.
Well, she brought out the Hierophant.
Yes.
Will educate you. Hierophant being a high priest or...
Which would be Killer Cross.
Which would be, killing.
So she's saying, you're the fool, Killer Cross is the...
Yeah.
How'd you say that word again?
Hierophant.
Okay. And she said it too. And yeah. And it's a... And then of course, Cross is going to put you away, fall and pray. I thought this was all done well.
I thought it was... The Hierophant symbolizes enlightenment mm-hmm. and you're about to get educated, son. What it was if you don't keep my name out your mouth, you're gonna get an education. You're gonna take you to school.
Right.
But it was just a really nice way of saying it.
Correct.
Which
correct.
I was psyched about. When he first brought him up, I was like, I wonder if they'll let him actually just do like this. It's all you think they're gonna almost face turn him or tween him? Well, he's kind of almost a tweener in
Cross?
Him. Yeah.
I don't see how it can be a face.
He can be a tweener.
He'll be a fiendish.
Yeah, I'll if you bring me up, I'll take you out.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely. And a couple of different people have asked for that now recently.
Yeah,
Tegan Knox is training with Captain Marvel. That's great. Good for you, buddy. Tyler Russ versus some dude, and this was not great.
This was not. I see the potential in that dude.
Right, but you could.
I really see a lot of potential in Tyler Rust.
Yes, absolutely. And I like his manager. It's just that in this scenario, that guy's green. A lot of Rust stuff takes cooperation.
Yeah, Rust is actually a 15-year vet, apparently. Mm-hmm. So he's, he might not have the WWE style yet, but he ain't green.
Right, but the other guy was going to have to give him his arm and let him have his arm and all that stuff, and it just didn't quite come off like it could. Yeah. But, of course, Tyler Rust is their guy, and he winds up going over.
And he had – the way he got him into the Rings of Saturn, I don't think that dude moved right the first time, and he rolled him through a couple other moves to get him there, and it was like, that's – you know what you're doing when you can – Because that Rings of Saturn is hard to...
Right.
It's hard to get somebody into.
People sleep on how good Perry Saturn was.
Oh, dude, Perry Saturn was a monster.
Absolutely. Go look him up sometime, kids.
Yeah.
So, then we get Finn and O'Reilly backstage, and this was kind of an awkward trust thing, which is fine. Then we get Kushida and Ruff versus the Grizzled Young Vets. Again, fantastic, right?
Mm-hmm. The Grizzled!
Yeah.
Young!
Kushida winds up, you know, Ruff takes it on the chin early, although he does hit that.
Ruff, I'm going to say it, man. That dude has got some skills.
He does really well. He does really well, and he's able to, especially in a tag environment.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure Cruiserweight, he's going to kill it.
And he's the only thing he's been in the business 2 years.
Really?
I don't think he's been in it very long. And wow. He's now he's working with, you know, Kushida. Arguably the greatest Cruiserweight.
Yeah.
Out of Japan,
yeah.
If not one of the greatest cruiserweights of all time,
mm-hmm.
You know,
right? And he gets to showcase, even when he gets beat up, it's a showcase for him.
Yeah, he's dude, so spectacular. He's so, the way he's always going to get beat up.
Yeah, right. That's going to be right. You don't walk around as a pro wrestler at 140 pounds and not take the whoopings. Kushida's fantastic though, and he winds up getting a hot tag, and he's doing great. Dives to the floor, and so he hits the lariat. Winds up being the thing where Rush is going to put this thing away. Ruff is going to put this thing away. He thinks he is. He hits the lariat. He goes to the top and he whiffs on a senton, which turns into the Grizzled Young Vets hitting the Ticket to Mayhem, and they get the 1-2-3. The Way comes out afterward, attacks Kushida and Ruff. Then Loomis stares at him, and they run away. I liked all of this. I liked that they let the shenanigans happen after the clean win,
because mm-hmm.
I don't think that you should rob the Grizzled Young Vets of a win here.
No.
And I like that if you don't have anything for Loomis to do, him beating up Theory is a good idea.
Yeah.
And Kushida going into this thing more mad at Johnny Gargano makes sense as well. Now, the Texas Boy is backstage, and he has been beaten up. He will not be medically cleared for his championship match tonight. Legado del Fantasma are just so upset about this.
Yes.
They're kind of laughing backstage. Regal's pissed.
Boy, he comes bursting in there, doesn't he?
Oh, man. Escobar's like, hey, dude, I didn't do it.
These two guys are my alibi. We were here the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And then turns out there's a tarot card on Escobar's bag after Regal says, if any shenanigans go down next week, they'll be, you know, hell to pay or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he finds the card from Killer Cross on his backpack, and he acts like he's scared.
For a second. He's like, the end is near. The end is near.
But not tonight.
But not tonight. Happy hour. And he's like, TikTok.
Yeah. And they head out. He did great.
Oh, you did great.
Mm-hmm.
He's the fool whistling past the graveyard, man.
Right.
He's like.
Yes, exactly. The fool whistling past the graveyard. Exactly right. Okay, Toni Storm hits the ring, and she wants to hurt Io. Then Io comes out, and they have a little bit of fisticuffs, which was a distraction.
Well, it wasn't really.
It looked like Martinez went on her own out there.
Tony Storm was like got into it with her. So it was.
Yeah. I
agree.
This
isn't your moment. This is my moment.
Right. And so this winds up, you know, Io winds up fighting back, and she has some good moments, and then Storm comes out and kind of puts it on both of them after. She didn't come out. She was already out there. But she was kind of out of the fight for a second after Io had gotten rid of her. And as Martinez is trying to do her thing, Storm attacks her as well, puts the bump on Io's head 3 times in a row, holds the title up. So mm-hmm. Who knows how this goes.
Toni Storm's got a good record of knocking people off you didn't think she was going to knock off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, now Swerve Scott is backstage, and he says some clever things to McKenzie. What do you think about that?
I'm a huge Swerve Scott mark. I'm just going to say it right now. The dude, I watch him in the ring. I watch him on the promos. I don't know if they'll ever see it, mm-hmm. but I think you could do so much with that guy.
He's just in such a weird spot on the show.
Yeah.
Because you have guys that are obviously getting pushed, like Cross. even Bronson,
mm-hmm.
and then or Phantasma,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the so many guys at the top, like all of Undisputed Era is in the way,
mm-hmm.
Dunn's in the way, Finn's in the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Here's my thing.
Where does he get the wins?
Yeah, some of these guys, I love Undisputed Era. But here's the thing: if you're not gonna move Roderick Strong up. If you're not going to move these guys up, if they're just going to sit here, at some point they're taking spots.
Or they need to lose sometimes.
Yeah, you're going to have to move them down because you've got to have ways to push your people up that are going to go. You got four spots that are taken up by guys that you apparently have chosen the smart decision, which is to stay in NXT, it looks like.
Right.
As long as they possibly can.
Right. And they've anointed O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing because basically you just switched O'Reilly and Cole from
yes.
tag to singles. Yeah. But yeah, I get it. It's just he's just in such a strange spot on the show.
Because Swerve, man, he is like, I don't understand how you push Bronson over Swerve. I like Bronson. I think one day he will be amazing.
Yeah.
But Swerve is steps ahead of him already.
Yeah. Now we wind up with the Undisputed Era of the Cole Strong version talking up O'Reilly and saying they can't wait to fight Thatcher and Tommaso next week. And then they flip that and Thatcher and Tommaso talk about it too. And I'm pretty fired up about it.
I like Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa as a team.
Yeah, and Cole and Strong.
Yeah, dude.
That's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun 15, 20 minutes right there. I'm actually
a lot of Ring of Honor.
Yeah, and just a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Just really good pro wrestlers. Swerve versus Bronson. And he didn't have his lizard this time.
Somebody talked to him.
He didn't have his lizard this time. And try saying that real fast.
Rowan called him from wherever he is on the road. Said, man, don't. If they try to give you a crappy looking animal, don't do it, dude.
Ricky the Dragon. I was like, dude, they actually gave me a real dragon. What is that thing you have on you?
What is that?
Dragon?
Dragon? The dragon?
Okay. Reed throws him out of the ring, springs onto his feet. This was way more competitive than the first time around.
Yes.
They let Swerve get some in on here.
I was hopeful for a few minutes.
Yeah, but dude, that dude is so immense. And so eventually, even after all the and, you know, it goes back and forth a little bit, but even after all the great work by Swerve, the size just matters, and he winds up engulfing him and then sentons into a suplex, into a driver. Swerve gets to kick out.
Uh-huh.
Which was great. And then, of course, the second rope.
Tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
Splash.
Yeah.
I like his splash is one of, again, I don't think splash is a great finisher most of the time. His splash is a finisher. If that dude lands on you, you're done.
Well, the only thing I worry about with that is, you know, when a guy does a splash, he lands elbows or hands and knees
mm-hmm.
in order to form a
protective arc over the guy.
Right, so you don't hurt him.
Yeah.
Dude, his knees can't take that.
No, not all for the a long time. Time.
He's got to get some kind of just straight. Because that move, he can't do that all the time.
Uh-uh.
I mean, I love to watch it. And I feel good. Really bad. I worry about the dude who's under yeah. there because if he doesn't hit it right, he breaks yeah. the sternum or something. Right?
Him and Montez Ford are like the opposite ends of the splash spectrum.
Correct. And I'm 100% sure his hurts way worse.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, Finn Balor versus Kyle O'Reilly. Finn Balor and Kyle O'Reilly versus Lorcan and Birch. And this is great.
This is just tough wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Just a great match.
Yeah, I just.
You knew there was going to be shenanigans involved at some point.
Of course.
Which is understandable. I'm okay with that. But the match I got was really good.
It was, and towards the stretch run, after you get a lot of back and forth and some fighting outside of the ring and all that, Finn winds up hitting a Pele that kind of restarts the match with a sling blade. The hot tag winds up being to O'Reilly, who was just smoking fools.
Oh, he just destroys people for that. Yeah. The finish was a Kyle O'Reilly showcase.
Right. Now, Birch is getting beat up, but he goes to the jaw because we're still playing the fact mm-hmm. that O'Reilly hurt his jaw in the title match. And they did go to that a couple of different times when O'Reilly had it going.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody hit him in the jaw,
mm-hmm.
and he winced, and it caused the momentum to change. Yeah. Right, and so then as as you get, Birch starts to get a couple of things together, and O'Reilly won't succumb to it. He runs into a foot to the chin. And then he runs into another thing. But then when Birch gets a little bit, he gets a little overconfident, and he goes to the second rope, and he tries a drop kick, and O'Reilly catches him, puts him in a leg bar.
Yeah.
And it's over. And a surprise finish,
mm-hmm.
as in a flash finish, a surprise in that they didn't bother to try to figure out some kind of wonky combo, because you wouldn't, what you wouldn't have with two people that don't particularly care for each other anyway
is a bunch of combo moves.
Two guys sitting around the day before figuring out a combo finish.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
That wasn't how they were supposed to win if they were going to win, right?
No.
And O'Reilly is a world champ, even though the other guys, and he didn't. It would make less sense if they won with a combo move.
Mm-hmm.
If he wins like this, where his partner's knocked out, I don't particularly love, you don't like it either, a tag team losing to a singles team. But this time, I get it.
Yeah.
When he gets the kick. But this opens up the door for Dunn to come down, who, you know, he didn't drive away?
He didn't?
He did not drive away.
I was fooled.
Yes.
I was once again
duped by the stories of pro wrestling.
Oh, man.
It happens so much. Okay. You get the brawl, and then you get the Undisputed Era coming down, and they clear the ring, and then, once again...
We tease it.
Oh, didn't they, though?
They teased us bad. I thought for sure I was going to get a too sweet.
Yeah. Well, they even, like... I'm sure the crowd was hyped. You could hear the crowd hyped up, but... Finn was two steps in front.
And then he backed up.
And as he backed up, the crowd got louder. And I'm pretty sure that was the volume button, not the actual.
But if it had been people there.
It would have been the same. And they're going crazy. And I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking. What we're all thinking is we're fixing to get. Because I think Cole was to his right.
Yeah.
So that the two sweet would have been appropriate.
Yeah.
Two Bullet Club guys.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Finn backs away, and they just keep teasing us with it.
Yep.
But anyway, I love this episode.
It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Good thing about this, too, is you do kind of know in the back of your head just a little bit, it is developmental.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong. People don't leave anymore. But it is, to some degree, a form of developmental. So if you have a guy that's green out there,
well, yeah,
getting work like with Tyler Rust, it's okay.
So what, dude? It was great, man.
Even though, like you said, he's not green.
Yeah.
The other guy was.
But you get to see, it's wrestling at least.
Well, and
the thing I get stuck with is more wrestling.
100%.
I don't get stuck with more talking.
Exactly. And on that note, my man Justin, for me, KP, this has been a Go Home Heat production, copyright 2021.
Go home.